Hello, listeners, and welcome to this week's episode of Mom and Me.
I'm Mom.
And I'm Me, also known as Jenny.
Or Pumpkin. Yes.
Yeah,
that's because
okay.
When you had a pumpkin head when you were little. You still do.
Thank you.
Pumpkin or punks?
Okay, thank you for that. I don't even know what to say. All right, so this week's topic is the mother-daughter relationship, specifically the relationship my mom and I have.
Oh.
Okay, well, first of all, I was going to say my mom is my best friend and I'm hers, but...
You are. You're my best friend. I yap you. I love you.
Okay, I love you,
but
too.
But it didn't always start that way.
She's right. It did not always... It was not always happy... Fun time, best friends, holding hands, skipping down the street.
No, it was weird, actually. I thought something was wrong because I didn't like you.
I didn't like you either.
What?
Why exactly?
I didn't know that. Oh, I never please. Heard of that.
Okay. Really?
My feelings are hurt.
Oh, Lord. Okay, what's worse? Like, your daughter not liking you or your mom not liking you?
I think
you?
The daughter not liking
I don't
liking
think so.
Me.
I think there are plenty of people out there who have problems with their kids.
Oh,
not
like
well,
I
them.
Didn't give you a reason not to like me.
No, you totally did. All right, let's hear your side of the story, Miss.
When you
Amazing.
Were younger, I tried, but you lied. You lied, continually lied and lied and lied. I couldn't even talk to you without you lying. There was no reason. It's like, good morning, Jenny. Hi, Mom. I didn't do anything wrong today. Like, what are you talking about? I didn't do it.
Well, I probably didn't. How is that a lie? If nothing happened, then I obviously didn't do anything.
Oh.
I don't think that is an accurate description.
No, I don't remember any specifics. I'm just making up stuff right now.
I know.
But you did have and it wasn't a fantasy, it wasn't an imagination. You just lied. It's not like I saw a unicorn in the yard, which you probably said something like that too, but it was, I just couldn't trust or believe anything you said.
All right. Well, I've got my side of the story. I do remember lying a lot. I will tell you that I was a huge liar. I just lied and I don't even know why I did it. I even ask myself sometimes, I'm like, why am I lying about this? I don't know. And I just continue to lie. But the reason I didn't like her is because I felt like my sister got more attention. She was better liked. She was cuter and all this stuff, you know. So I just, I felt kind of like the other one. You know, I was not the adult. I was the older child, you know, and Kelly was the baby and she got all the attention and blah, blah, blah. And she had mental issues, so she needed more attention. But that's not the way I saw it. The way I saw it was like, oh, you know, nobody pays me any attention and Kelly gets all the attention. And anytime Kelly did something wrong, it would always get blamed on me. Like, that's how I felt. And
I would blame you?
Yeah. I'd get in trouble from you. And I'm like, I didn't even start this. Like, Kelly would start fights or she'd pinch me or punch me or something. And I'd retaliate. And then it would just come down on me. Like, why would you do that to your sister? And I'm like, she started it, you know.
Well, that wasn't intentional. And I'm sorry. Because I always told myself that I wouldn't favor. And I really don't feel like I favor. But that doesn't matter. Obviously, what I felt is what you felt that matters. And if you felt that I favored one of you, then I guess I did. That wasn't intentional.
Well, thank you. I'm glad we're getting this out now.
So I'm sorry to have favored Kelly. Kelly didn't talk. So she didn't lie. You know, because she didn't talk.
She just did bad things.
Yes, she did do bad things.
And a lot of times I ended up taking the blame for it, which, you know, it is what it is. And I know it wasn't intentional, but that doesn't give me any kind of excuse for lying all the time, especially because I knew lying was wrong. And I was raised to know that, you know, you should tell the truth. But obviously things turned around for us and we became close, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm checking.
Yeah. I'm checking too. Hold on now.
Yeah, no, I let all this stuff go. Like,
you did. It doesn't
I remember
sound like
it. I remember it, but I'm not like holding on to it.
You're not?
No.
Okay.
No, we're cool. We cool.
We cool.
We're good.
Yeah.
No. So for me, in my mind, I felt like things definitely turned around. When stuff was going, felt like things were going crazy. Like, Grams passed away, and Dad was sent TDY somewhere, and you know, you were running the school, and Kelly was acting up a lot, you know, so it just like something kind of snapped in me to where it was like, you know, I'm just causing more problems and I need to be more honest and I need to, you know, and I wanted a relationship with you because you were my idol, you know, that's why I started playing music. It's why, you know, I started doing a lot of things. Mm. So I wanted to be close to you and it just kind of, you know, you have to build that relationship. So that's when I started being more honest and trying to help out and be a better kid. And, I mean, obviously you acknowledge that because we became close.
And I appreciate that. I really do. I guess I'm not one to say kids will be kids. I just don't like, even if you're my kid, I'm not going to think everything you do is cute. If
That's
you're
true.
Wrong, you're yeah. wrong. If you're disrespecting me, I don't like it, you know? And, I'm glad you did decide within yourself that you wanted to be a better person, because I picked that up and we are extremely close. I love you. I loved you then. I just wasn't close to you.
Right. Yeah. We just didn't have a very good relationship. You know, you were my mom, I was your daughter, and that was it. You know, like that was the extent.
And I didn't like that. I always wanted more.
Right.
Because I've always been transparent and I wanted... You can't be transparent to someone who lies.
Yeah.
It doesn't work. Because if you're telling the truth and you're open and honest and the other person, I don't care how old they are, when they're old enough to talk.
Yeah, I mean, it just ends up feeling like a one-way street, you know, and you just can't trust somebody, obviously, who's not telling the truth. There's no... You couldn't give me any freedoms. You couldn't let me make decisions. You couldn't trust me to do what I was supposed to do. And then... On top of that, you are, I know a lot of parents don't do this today, but you're supposed to discipline me.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you spend more time disciplining than you do getting to know me as a person and getting to like me as a person.
And I wasn't in denial as a mother, as a parent. A lot of parents are in denial about their children because it's theirs. Oh, she's cute. Isn't that cute? No, it's not. It's
exactly.
not cute. It's wrong.
Yep.
I don't care if you had them or not.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I would have been doing you a disservice by make you think that you were doing right when you really weren't.
I agree. And I think that, I mean, that's the epitome of raising someone, rearing, I suppose, is the correct term, of turning a child into an adult. Because if you just keep allowing that behavior, you know, then you get adults ending up in jail, or you get just dishonest people, or you get people who don't know how to have real relationships because they don't know how to tell the truth, because they weren't made to tell the truth at a certain age. And the parents are just like you said, oh, that's a child, you know, kids will be kids.
And look at you now. You are awesome, awesome person. I look up to you. You have the qualities I wish I had. I'm so proud of you, and we are best friends. There's no one else in this world that holds that spot that is my friend like you are.
Well, thank you so much, and I feel the same way. I can't repeat everything you just said because I don't remember all of it, but it was really sweet. I'm crying a little bit.
Oh, I love you.
I love you,
Punk.
I remember that. I love you too. I'm being honest. So I love you too. We're getting to that time where we're going to take a little break here. And
I love you, Punks.
right. And also, apparently I was dramatic as a child. I don't know where I got that from. But so, yeah. So it's about that time. And we're going to go ahead and take a little break.
We'll talk about that later.
Do some trivia. And also, we're going to give you a little bit of a favorite movie of ours and give you a little bit of a review why you should like it, too, because obviously we're the authorities.
The Siskel awesome and movies. Ebert. Do you know who they are?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I know who they are. I'm not that young.
That okay.
You're old. Wait. All right, cool.
Which
so we're going to take
am
a
am I? Am I Siskel or Ebert?
I don't know which one. I don't know any of their personalities either.
Oh, see?
Or wasn't there a different guy now? Or wasn't he dead?
Oh, God.
There was they were the originals, right?
And then, oh, yeah.
Then there only Sisko?
Sisko?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's another subject with the thong song, yeah.
All right, cool. Let's take a break and do some trivia, and we'll be right back.
All right.
Okay, we're going to do trivia. The trivia today portion of the show. And this is an interesting question we got here. Which organ does a deer lack?
Oh.
So
the deer.
Yeah, I don't really know much about deer. But doe is a deer, right? Female deer?
Female deer.
Okay, so this is multiple choice.
Okay.
Alright, focus. Multiple choice. We have liver, pancreas, small intestine, or gallbladder?
Pancreas.
All right, you're going with pancreas. What?
I don't know why, because pancreas
is a thing that we don't cleans. Even know what it... Oh, no, never mind. That's the appendix.
Yeah.
It's a thing we don't know why we have it.
I don't think it has a pancreas, just because. I don't know.
Well, I was wondering if maybe it was the liver, and this is why. Because I was thinking about Lyme disease.
Because we don't eat liver meat?
No, because... What?
Liver meat.
Liver meat.
No. When people have venison, do they ever have the liver, the gizzards?
I don't know. But, okay.
Giblets. Giblets.
Can I tell you why I thought it was liver? I thought it was liver because of the deer tick. And, like, it affects livers, I think.
The deer tick.
When you
tick.
Get Lyme disease. When humans get Lyme disease,
that's a good thought. I don't know. I guess we'll find out.
I don't know. Okay, but the fact of the day, oak trees do not have acorns until they are 50 years old or older.
Wow. So I would have an acorn.
You would. You would probably have a bunch of acorns.
Oh?
All right. Today in history, today is August 11th. August 11th, 1965, deadly rioting and looting broke out in the predominantly black Watts section of Los Angeles.
Uh-huh. Yeah?
You remember that? When you were three?
Yes, I remember distinctly reading that in the newspaper.
Okay.
Yeah.
Today's birthday is August 11th. We have Joe Rogan. Hulk Hogan.
Oh, that rhymes. Joe Rogan, Hulk Hogan,
and Steve
Lindy
Wozniak.
Logan. Oh, that's the old hand.
So,
who?
No. Steve Wozniak.
Oh, yeah. Who's the first person, though?
Joe Rogan? That's that dude that was the, he was the host of Fear Factor, and he was also on, News Radio, whatever the show was.
I don't
Phil
know
Hartman.
Anything else.
It was
just,
really funny.
Just on Fear Factor.
Oh, he was like the maintenance guy or something like that. Okay, so what are we going with? Are we going with liver or pancreas?
Whatever you feel like it. You're the
boss.
Well,
now I don't know.
I don't know either. I was just guessing. And somebody out there is probably like, you idiot.
I'm
don't
sure they
you
are.
Know
they're
this?
Whatever. Look, we're best friends. Okay, I'm going to go
with liver.
We can
be dumb together.
And I was wrong.
What is it? It's not
pancreas. It's gallbladder.
What?
It's gallbladder. That's funny because I was going to guess that too.
No, you
But
weren't.
I was also going to guess small intestines. So.
You can't guess all of them.
You could. Maybe. Deer do not have gallbladder. Scientists have still not been able to establish why they lack this organ. They obviously don't need it. Only 3% said liver.
We don't need it either. This just caused
problems.
Well,
yeah, enough people don't have a gallbladder, so obviously we don't need it. 3% said liver, 19% said pancreas. That was the second highest.
Oh, okay. A whole 19%.
A whole 19%. 13 said small intestine, and 65% win with gallbladder. Good for you. Nobody cares. So hopefully you learned something today.
So in conclusion,
the deer does not have a gallbladder. That could help you win Jeopardy.
Yes. Maybe that's why they could run so freely in the meadow. Because they didn't have gallstones to hurt. That
could be it.
They couldn't grab their sides. You know how when you have gallstones... Oh!
I've never had a gallstone. I have had kidney stones. And those are not awesome.
Grams had a gallstone.
I remember that.
And they told her that it was cartilage. Sometimes, man, doctors can be so stupid.
To all of our doctor listeners out there, sorry, you guys doctors, are dumb.
But yeah.
Learn more.
Listen to your patients and don't patronize them with, oh, it's just your cartilage. Say, well, maybe it's a gallstone, unless your patient is a deer. Sorry. It makes me a little
angry.
That's
a good point. If any of you doctors have deer patients out there, the answer is not going to be gallstone because they don't have that organ.
But anybody else complains about pains in their rib cage, think gallstone, please. Think of that first before you say the cartilage. Okay.
All right. So hopefully you all learned something today, even you doctor fools out there. Check the gallbladder, unless it's a deer. Maybe other animals.
That's right. And my mom didn't look like a deer.
No, she didn't.
She was dear to me.
Oh, Lord. Okay,
she was not a deer.
That is the end of our trivia segment. Here is where we talk about movies.
Yay, I love the movies. Popcorn.
Cracker Jacks.
Yes.
Actually,
I don't know. None of the grease, just pure popcorn. It killed me with that. Would you like butter? I would like butter, but you don't have any back there. You got grease.
Well, you know, nowadays they say butter flavoring. Oh, so now they're just like, you know, can we dump some grease on here that might kind of resemble some butter?
Get all over your fingers and everything. No, just hold the grease.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway. Hold all that extra calorie nasty.
Calories, okay.
All right, so today we're going to talk about our favorite movies. Would you like to
start? Can I go first before you steal it? Because I think our favorite movies are about the same.
Okay.
I don't know what's the number one, but I'm just going to name my favorite movies. Shawshank Redemption.
How many are you doing?
As many as I feel like. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay.
The Last
Samurai. We only have 5 minutes for this segment.
Okay. I'm just naming them.
Okay.
The Last Samurai. Star Wars. I love Star Wars, The Force, yes. I'm not going to talk about what episode, you know, some of them not as good as the others, but
like
Star Wars.
Like the prequels, like all three of them?
I kind of like this number two because it had the little, you know, sexiness and stuff. And I don't like sex in movies at all, but this wasn't sex. This was just love. That's why I love The Last Samurai. That sex scene with no sex was the best sex scene I've ever seen.
Apparently, you probably wouldn't like Shades of Grey. Not that I've read it, but
I don't like that. That stuff makes me uncomfortable. When I'm at the movie and they start taking out, I'm like, oh no. And don't show them in the bed. We don't need that.
That's
just cheapens a movie. You don't need that. Oh, man. You want to see the best sex scene? Turn on The Last Samurai. That is what I'm talking about.
Whew. All right. So, which movie are you going to kind of give us a quick...
Let's talk about The Last Samurai since we're talking about
all
right, that right
okay,
now.
Okay, cool.
What am I saying? I already said what I like.
What else do you like about
Sake! The movie? Tom Cruise was the bomb.
All right, cool. So if you've not seen The Last Samurai, I'm just going to give you a quick overview of the movie. Basically, Tom Cruise fought in a bunch of wars, and he's basically sick of it. He's like, you know, I'm killing people all the time, blah, 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 blah. He gets hired to go over to Japan and train a Japanese army to fight the samurai. And the problem is The samurai are trying to keep to the old way of the Japanese culture. Mm-hmm. And
honorable.
This guy, Omura's, I think that's his name.
Yes,
Omura.
Uh-huh.
He is trying to westernize Japan. Mm-hmm. And the emperor of Japan is just kind of like this worthless dude that's like, whatever my advisors say, I'm so worthless, da-da-da-da-da. And Tom Cruise kind of gets mixed up in the whole thing. At some point, it's too soon for them to fight the samurai and, you know.
But you know, we didn't talk about my man, Ken Watanabe.
Okay, well, he hasn't entered the picture yet. Well, no. I mean, he does. He starts at the beginning
of
the movie. But so at one point, they're like, you know what? Whatever. They're taking our railroads. You need to go fight them. And Tom Cruise gets captured by them. And they take him back to the village. Ken Watanabe is the leader of the samurai. His son, it's his son's village. So while Tom Cruise is captive in this village, Ken Watanabe's sister actually cares for him. And he goes through withdrawals because he's this crazy alcoholic because he's been killing people, da-da-da-da-da. And they're like, you know what? We're not going to give you any more alcohol. So he gets better. And then he starts to kind of fall in love with the culture and with, you know, I'm not going to ruin
but
it for you.
No, yeah, but hold on. Going back to the, I know we don't have a lot of time, but how much time we got?
Probably like 40 seconds.
Oh, never
mind. That's okay. Go on.
When he was going through those withdrawals, because he's an alcoholic and trying to get himself clean, he's yelling, "Sake!" She closed the door on him. It was so cruel, but it's the best thing she could have done. Because I wish I could do this. Some days I'm like, sugar!
Actually, you yell sake.
Yeah. And I go to the store and buy some. So right. It doesn't help me. So I need to go through that pain like Tom Cruise did or...
Nathan Algren is
Nathan
his character's
Algren
name.
Nathan Algren.
Algren's son.
Yeah. Yes. Sometimes you got to go through that to eat clean and to have some clarity. I love a samurai. Anyway, mm-hmm. I know you were getting to that.
Anyway, it's a great movie. Go see it. It's really deep. It's a lot deeper than people want to make it.
Yes.
And it's fantastic. So
beautiful.
It's
no
beautiful.
Sex, just pure love and sophistication.
Thank you, Kevin James.
You're welcome. I love him, too. We're going to talk about favorite shows some other time.
Yeah, definitely.
King of Queens, Kevin James, love you, man. Love you, man.
All right, welcome to the last segment of today's show. Aww. Aww. I know. We all know that you're sad, too.
It's been
but
fun.
Don't worry, because we update weekly, so you will get to hear from us as much as you like.
Yay.
We also have a blog. Check out our blog. There's a link below. It takes you to www.iferproductions.com. Just check out the blog page. And if you are interested in having a podcast yourself, let me know and I can help you out with that. I can produce
She's
it for you.
She's awesome.
Thank you. All right. So
I love
this
that girl. I love
it. Oh my goodness. All right. This last segment, we are going to talk about the big D, dating.
Oh, yes.
Indeed. So we're going to start. Kind of a younger age than, well,
the
like
16.
An early age. Yeah. A lot of people believe in the whole, my child can't date until they're 16 thing. My mom is a little unorthodox with her beliefs, but I feel like, personally, it was really the best way to go. So, mom, if you want to.
Yeah, I think we're backwards on that. You don't have your children start dating when the hormones are raging.
Mm-hmm.
That's not when you say go on out and have a good time. Now you're
not
old
only
enough.
That, not only that, but you can drive.
Right.
So your hormones are raging. You've probably got a car and you are going off by yourself.
That's when I don't want you to date. Please date when you're younger. I remember boys start liking you, start liking boys. You get little notes, cute little notes in elementary school. Check this box if you like me, yes or no. It's cute. Go on dates. Go on a date. I'll take you guys to a movie. What kind of movie? Let's go see. I remember the first movie was like Polly. What was the name of it?
Yeah, I think it was Polly. Or
with the
With the girl.
Yeah.
The Pepsi girl with the curly
hair. So picked up your date And we went on over to the movie. I sat with you guys. He didn't think anything of it. He's a little kid. You didn't either. But that was a date. Mm-hmm. You're learning to interact with someone that you like.
Mm-hmm.
You're laughing and you're okay with your parent being involved. So we continue that. That's, to me, you should start as early as possible. You know, yeah. I wouldn't push it on you. Not exactly. Everybody's ready.
Exactly. And you have to know your child. Not my sister, you know, still hasn't dated.
She doesn't care.
And she doesn't. It's not a big deal to her. She's 25. Just so
I'm not going to make her go date.
Yeah. And for me, you know, from my perspective, I wanted my mom there. Like, I was so scared. I'm like, I don't know what to do on a date. I don't know what to do with a boyfriend. But you learn, and you learn that it's really important to communicate, to be friends with the person, to enjoy that person's company, to make sure that your parents approve, to make sure that your parents actually get along with this person. And that's how I grew up and learned how to go after the right type of guy and not waste any time on guys that, you know what, first of all, this guy is not going to get along well with my parents. And, you know, there wasn't a rebellion period for me. Like, there wasn't, you know, except for when I was lying all the time, which was, we got past that when I was young. But my mom knew all my friends. That's one thing. You have to be involved in your child's life, no matter what it is.
It's
but
not
especially
about giving you any privacy or not, you know. What do you need privacy for? We're a team, you know. Especially when you're a teenager. No. We got it backwards again. Okay, we're on dating, but it's still that privacy thing, which is part of dating. No, just keep it open, and that has to start when you're young.
Yeah, it has to, because again, like we said, when you're young, when the kids are young, they're more apt to listen to their parents. Usually, as a child, if you know your parents going to be there, you're going to want your parent there. You're not typically pushing away your parents when you're young. You want them there. You want them to support you because you don't really know what you're doing in anything, in school, and in the life. That's when you still go to your parents and ask them questions, and you can't shut your kid out because then they're going to go somewhere else to get their answers. So that, I mean, it's all kind of broad right there, but it's still all a part of dating. And
we'll come back to it.
Yeah, you know, we can continue to come back to dating and specifics and more about that. Well, I mean, we still have 5 minutes.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. I thought we were sure on time.
So basically how this all went down, this guy that I knew for a couple years, we were friends. We didn't start off friends, but we ended up being friends. And he liked me. And he basically told me he liked me. So from that point, I'm just kind of like, well, you
and
know.
And may I add, this is a boy that used to get on my... I could not stand this little kid. I wanted to wring his neck because he teased Jenny. He teased her and teased her for the time that he knew her. And he was very mean to her. So I didn't like him. Of course, you're not going to like a little kid that doesn't like your child and is making your kid come home crying. Anyway.
Right. That's how it started out. We met... in third grade, and he was really mean. He used to pick on me and say really awful things because I'm a heavier person, and he would just say things to me every day, and I'd be crying. So the next year, we ended up in the same class, and he really didn't make too much fun of me because I was actually in his class, and he was just a coward. You know, he was a bully. We ended up sitting next to each other. The teacher moved me next to him. And he had apparently made fun of pretty much everybody in our class because nobody liked him. During snack time, he had a lot of gas. And people... he would eat cheese. First of all, if you have gas, you should not be eating cheese. I'm not going to say his name, you know. But they would make fun of him and say his last name was Stink. So... It was bad, you know, it was bad. He would sit there and just look really sad. And in my mind, I'm like, yeah, you know, that's kind of what you deserve. But I also felt really bad for him because I'd been in that position where somebody's making fun of you and it doesn't feel good. So I stood up for him. You know, everybody else was pretty much my friend. And I was like, guys, you know, stop making fun of him. Just leave him alone. you know, just it's not nice to make fun of people. So they backed off. And from that point on, he was like, wow, you're my friend. You know, you're really cool. And I was like, in my head, I'm like, huh, we're not friends. You know, I don't want to be friends with you, but I'm not going to make fun of you. But we actually became friends and started hanging out. And my mom was around enough to actually get to know him from that point and know that he wasn't mean to me anymore. You know, like we actually got along. We started hanging out. We would ride our bikes to school together, walk together. And
well, when you first told me he wrote you a note, and you still have the note.
I actually wrote the note. I do have the note. Because he was looking weird one day, and I'm like, well, what's going on? He was like, well, I like this girl, and I don't know if she likes me back. And I was like, well, who is it? And he was like, yeah, like, it's not obvious. And I'm like, so I guessed, you know, this girl that everybody in school had a crush on. And I kind of thought it was me, but I didn't want to be like, oh, it's totally me. But, so he circled my name at the bottom to say it was me, and go on. Because I don't really remember this part.
Well, you brought the note home. And I said, what? He likes you? Are you kidding me? So I said, all right. At this point, I still didn't like him.
Okay.
No, I didn't. I said, well, let's get to know him. That's what I want to do, because I know you can't judge all the actions from people. So I said, let's get to know him. And that was the beginning of a great friendship.
Yeah, we did everything together. We hung out, we went to movies, we went to water parks. He was, you know, he was family.
And there was nothing, and that's the best thing about going out when you're younger. It's not about kissing and hugging and all this physical stuff that people want to force on them. It's about getting to know the person, going out, having a good time, being kids being together. Kids,
exactly. And a lot of people need to do that again now, you know? Like, they need to just play games together, go to arcades. Well, they almost don't even exist anymore, but play outside, do things that are innocent, you know, like just have a nice time with somebody without all the physical things. And when you start early, because pretty much all kids are scared to death, and they're only not scared when somebody's like, oh, why are you scared? When somebody makes fun of them about it. But if you have a close enough relationship with your child, then you can be there and you can protect them and be like, no, you know, you guys do your thing. You guys be kids together, and I'm going to be here for you, you know, and tell you what to do and tell you how to have a successful relationship. We are out of time for today. Thank you, Mom, for being here. I love you.
My pleasure. I love you too.
So until next time,
this is Mom.
And this is me.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.